It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Joining me now is the good pastor, Pastor Chinyama Lizu. Good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Happy Preparations Day to you and good afternoon.
Right back at you, Pastor. Our question for today is, how do we make sense of the suffering of innocent children if God is just? How do you answer?
Okay, thank you so much. First and foremost, I want us to understand, dear listeners, that when the world was created, it was a beautiful place without pain, without sickness and death. And God saw everything that he had made, that it was good. And we find that reference between chapters, Genesis chapter 1 and 2. But then it was some time after the war, which broke out in heaven, that saw Lucifer being cast out of heaven and eventually intruded in Eden and deceived the woman Eve, who also later deceived the husband. And we find that from there, from that moment, we find the beginning of all kind of suffering. Mention whatever kind of suffering you may think of today. And this suffering did not only extend or end with Adam and Eve. Lo and behold, even their seed that they were to produce, and anyone who fears God today is affected by this suffering. And so we find children, and not just children in literal sense as young people, but even children, you and I, adults who are children of God, we also fell prey into this kind of suffering. But all in all, I want us to understand that God is fair and just. From everlasting to everlasting, he loves us, and his love stretches until beyond our imagination. It is Satan, man's adversary, who is responsible for all kind of suffering that comes upon mankind. God has nothing to do with it. We also see this, that this is the battle that originated in heaven is still on, because Satan was cast, he deceived mankind, and today he is waging war against anyone who desires to follow God. Not just those that have chosen God as their Lord and personal Savior, but even children. A child is born today, a child is born with complications, a child is born today, a child is shot by a stray bullet. And so they are affected by all kinds of suffering. They are born today, 5 years later, the war erupts in the world and the missile comes and just terminates their life. What have they done? Well, it's because of the sin that came upon mankind, because of disobedience. That's why we find everyone suffering. But we can make sense of this suffering only and only and only if we depend upon God, like Job, our friend and brother, did, and say like him, I know my Redeemer lives. And whatever challenges we are facing, my brother, my sister, if we only depend upon God, we are going to find peace and rest in him, because one day soon and very soon, he will make all things new. Thank you.
So you said something that I'm not sure I follow. Perhaps you can help me there, Mfundis, before I let you go. You said two things. The first one, you said Satan deceived the woman and the woman deceived the man. Is that true? Did the woman deceive the man?
Okay, good question. What happened there is the woman wandered away, and as she wandered away, she was alone. She got to this tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the long story short, she saw that the tree was good for food and one that needs to make somebody wise. So she got of it and ate. She plucked out and ate. And from there, spirit of prophecy reveals to us that she went to the husband. And when she got to the husband saw that something has gone wrong. And she convinced the husband, said, look, I am well and nothing has happened to me. I'm not even dead and I am still me. Come on. And at that moment also, because he saw that his beloved born of his bones and flesh of his flesh has taken this, and oh my goodness, he also fell prey and was deceived. So spirit of prophecy reminds us that he was deceived, and he took that. He was deceived willingly, and like her who was deceived unknowingly, because, well, she was lied to. But for him, No. He wasn't deceived unknowingly. He knew all the counsels, but then he took it there and willingly also was under disobedience.
I'm reading, Pastor, from Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. Mm-hmm. It says, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it.
Mm-hmm.
She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. I get the sense that she did not wander away. She was there with him. Am I misunderstanding this, Pastor?
Okay, the Bible, you know, it's yes, what it says is the way it is, but you have to understand that those are translations we are getting there. So the Bible is good as it is, but then we need some hermeneutical knowledge to be able to understand that between certain verses, between certain chapters and passages, there is a period of time. And so there the Bible, yes, just says she took of it and gave the husband who was with her. But in literal sense, when you understand the commentary there, you identify that the man was not with her. She was all by herself and she took of it and ate. And then the English just puts a direct connotation there. But in the original, you identify there's a punctuation there that shows a space of time. And so what we have to understand is, yes, the Bible does not contradict itself, neither does it contradict the pen of inspiration and vice versa. But what you have to get there is the time of the eating of the fruit in Genesis 3, Eve was all by herself, but then she took. There's a process of taking there. She took and then gave to her husband. So I want us to understand, dear listeners, that she was not in the company of the man. She was all by herself with Lucifer, and they conversated.
Oh, okay. So that is not eisegetical latitude you're taking there to say, even though the Bible says she was there with him, you're saying she wasn't. Am I understanding?
No. Yes, that's correct. In other terms, for us to understand that part, my moderator, is we quickly go to, remember when Jesus was on the cross with the two gentlemen, and then Jesus responded to say, well, today I will be, you will be with me in paradise. But then when we see the translation there, we should understand that there is a comma somewhere, and then the comma is misplaced. There's a rightful position where it's supposed to be, to imply that Jesus was speaking those words that day, but Jesus did not mean that day he was going to be in paradise with our colleague there. So,
but the Greeks don't have that
the
comma, do they?
We get at the tree. The what?
The Greeks do not use the very same punctuation the Latin and the English use. So the issue of punctuation does not apply in the original Greek, where Jesus, today I say unto you. So that surely cannot be exegetically correct, even hermeneutically correct, would it?
Yes, it wouldn't be, because in the English, the punctuation was wrongly placed, but in the Greek, in the Hebrew, we don't have any punctuation. And when we read it there, we will be able to see the space of time, and
okay,
we'll be able to see. But for the punctuation came just for the sake of simple understanding.
Yeah,
for, you don't have to be a scholar to be able to understand the Bible. But, well, we pray to God to give us the spirit of illumination.
Okay.
And we will be able to get it as
got
it is.
It.
And God
got
will
it.
Accept our knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. No, I hear you. Thank you very much, Pastor. That helps. Thank you very much. Really have some better understanding now. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day, Mfundis.
Thank you. God bless you, and blessings to all. Happy preparations.
You too, Mfundis.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Welcome to our devotional series.